Heeson is known for pulling off firsts, and now they've done it again. This time in the form of the world's first ever chat show centered around yachting, called Yacht Talk. In a world that increasingly pivots around digital interactions, the show delivers news and opinions to a global audience in a relaxed and friendly format. The first episode aired in the same week that would have seen the 2020 Monaco Yacht Show and proved to be a unique framework for hearing from some of yachting's top names. On the panel were Eric Fleur, industry expert and author of the annual Seabass Economic Report, Mark van Driebecher of Hipsos, a leading authority on boat shows, Alessandra Nenci, CFO of brokerage house Fraser Yachts, and Heeson's very own CEO, Arthur Brouwer. FLIBS, the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show, is still on schedule to take place this October, albeit with a 28,000 capacity. COVID-19 travel restrictions still hamper international flights in and out of the US, so will this have an impact on the show? Yes, says Brouwer, particularly for European attendees. The challenges around travel restrictions and quarantine requirements would have too great an impact on Heeson's product efficiency. Staying on delivery schedule is the yard's top priority, so this year Heeson is not attending. Likewise for the European arm of Fraser, says Nenci, although the US team will be in attendance. In her opinion, FLIBS' position as a worldwide brand presents the first opportunity to discover what a post-COVID-19 boat show will look like, and may even prove to be an example of how to safely hold such events in the future. So all eyes are on FLIBS. Superyacht industry growth. According to Fleur, the world is currently experiencing the largest global recession since the 1930s. The economic impact has been twice that of the 2008 financial crisis. However, far from being all doom and gloom, economic predictions are now pointing towards a relatively quick recovery. What does this mean for ultra-high net worth individuals? Despite being hit hard early on, wealth recovery is on the rise and correlates with current stock market trends. Vitally for the yachting industry, however, the most important conclusion arising from the Seabass report is that the growth of the superyacht industry is not shadowing this rise. We need to spark the potential demand for yachts among the wealthy in order for the yachting industry to grow, says Fleur. Fraser Yachts market data on pre-owned yachts, the company's core business, for August 2020 shows very reassuring numbers, adds Nenci. The market reached the same level as August 2019, with 280 pre-owned yachts sold in the 24-meter-plus bracket. The demand for yachts is there, she says. There has never been a better time than now to own your own space. For the shipyards, the immediate effects of COVID-19 resulted in a sudden decline of client interest. Owners' personal and financial matters took priority, and physically visiting a yard became extremely challenging, says Brouwer. But in the past 6 to 8 weeks, Heeson has reported a significant uptake in owners reaching out and making inquiries. The summer slump is hopefully behind us, and market activity is renewing. The future of boat shows. For Mark van Driebecher of Hipsos, whose company typically builds 30-plus exhibition stands at the Monaco Yacht Show each year, the lack of events in 2020 has marked a turning point in the industry. It will never come back to the way it was, he says, adding that the traditional boat show format has long required a revamp, and alternative methods, including digital marketing, will find a foothold in boat shows of the future. His list of revisions included: exhibition spaces need to be smaller, as marketing budgets will be reallocated for more targeted, client-focused events. Brands will opt to have permanent exhibition spaces at their headquarters, and the entire boat show proposition needs to be cheaper, more bespoke, and simplified. While the panel agreed with van Driebecher's summary, they also noted the value that clients place on boat shows and the social allure of a global event. We need to find a way of reaching the clients in a different way, but one that still delivers the glamour, says Nenci. The charter market. The superyacht charter market is the sector most affected by the global reduction in mobility and changing quarantine requirements, says Nenci. For Fraser, it forced the company to look at alternative scenarios, to reorganize internally, and to rethink how it will develop moving forward. Fraser has seen a lot of longer charters successfully take place this summer, despite the shifting scenarios, and the brokerage market is now better equipped to handle charters in the face of a second wave. The legal clarity provided in the last 2 months for owners concerned about the implications of chartering during COVID-19 has also helped to build confidence around taking charters, helping to drive the market forward again. Charter is a gateway to ownership, says Nenci, and we need to help our clients to make it happen. the impact on shipyards. At Heesen, it's all about safety first. With 400 people working in Oss, the shipyard had to rapidly remodel its operations to safeguard its employees, clients, and delivery schedules. Office workers work from home where possible, and shipyard workers operate across three different shifts. "We lost some efficiency early on," says Brower, "but we refocused our efforts on our custom builds and client-owned spec projects, which means none of our delivery dates have been impacted." Heesen absorbed any delays into its spec portfolio, and even then has managed to consolidate that into just 1 to 4 weeks of delays. One of the biggest challenges now faced by the shipyard is how to meet with its clients. Virtual communication works to some degree, but nothing compares to seeing the materials, build, and quality in the flesh. Additionally, the refit model has required considerable repositioning, with quarantine again making international travel near impossible. "For the first time, we're seeing many boats being called back to the Netherlands for refit and maintenance," says Brouwer. "But it's a new way of working for us that is proving successful so far." Lessons learned. Alessandra Nenci. Be prepared to rethink life. Look for new opportunities and find ways to adapt. Manage your business costs so that you're in a position to reshape. Eric Fleur. Live in the moment and don't worry too much about the long-term trend. Mark van Driebeke. Focus on new brand experiences that weren't possible before. Reevaluate your company offering. Arthur Brouwer. React fast, think deep, execute swiftly, and repeat. Be scenario-driven, make the company agile, and plan in the short term.